This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
This is Monday, March 3rd. I'm Megan Lynch.
And I'm Tom Ackerman. We could hear more later today from St. Louis City Police about a weekend crash that killed a woman and left an infant in critical condition.
It happened Saturday night on North Broadway at Calvary. Police say a Mazda 6 going the wrong way slammed into a Jeep, causing it to flip. Our partners at Fox 2 confirmed the identity of the woman killed in the Jeep, 31-year-old Candace Sherrill of Florissant, known locally for her hairstyling and makeup designs. A 5-month-old child in the Jeep survived, and now in critical but stable condition. Police say the driver of the Mazda is listed in stable condition, as is the driver of another car he struck. Brad Choate, Camel X News.
There's finally some light at the end of the tunnel for bridge work on I-55.
In the fall of 2023, a subcontractor damaged the Loughborough Bridge, forcing MoDOT to go back to the drawing board, delaying the bridge and road work on Interstate 55 in St. Louis.
I can't believe how quickly we were able to turn around, get those new girders designed, fabricated, delivered, and installed. That is usually a piece of work we do way before we put construction cones on the road.
Area engineer Jen Wade says the northbound portion, 55 at Loughborough, will start being paved in the next couple of weeks. Then it's on to the southbound side.
We are expecting the second Loughborough Bridge work to be done this fall. So that will put everybody back in their original sides. All the ramps will be open again.
And Wade says the work on I-55 south of River De Pere is wrapping up. All lanes south of Weber Road will start opening up in the next couple of weeks. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
Missouri is closer to offering a tax credit package that is designed to increase child care options. The State House of Representatives has passed St. Joseph Republican Brenda Shields legislation. Missouri Net explains the plan would provide tax breaks to child care providers, as well as donors to daycares and businesses who help to cover the child care costs of their employees.
Child development in between the ages of 0 and 5, 90% of their brain is developed. So it's very important that we have our children in quality, reliable, safe care through those very important years.
Ozark Republican Jamie Gragg is against the bill and says there are other ways to help families and find child care. The package heads to the Missouri Senate, where more debate is expected.
Governor J.B. Pritzker says proposed federal Medicaid cuts would be devastating for Illinois' health care system and the state's economy.
Capital News Illinois reports the governor says the state would have to pay more than $7.5 billion to keep everybody covered if federal funds were taken away. He adds that would also have a trickle effect for the state's economy.
Illinois hospitals and our healthcare systems and supports provide jobs for 445,000 people, and they anchor many rural communities. Hospitals will close. People will lose their jobs.
Pritzker says Medicaid is the largest insurer for people who live in nursing homes, as well as for farmers and over half the state's children. Julie Carpenter, KMOX News.
The Urban League of St. Louis says it has not yet felt the sting of cuts being made by the Trump administration to federal grants. Nearly 45% of their annual budget is from that source. President Michael McMillan believes the Head Start program will be safe from grant slashing.
When you look at Democrats, Republicans, Libertarians, Independents saying, should we have early childhood education to try to give young people a chance and give our parents the opportunity to place their children someplace so that they can go work and take care of themselves and their families and be independent, It is pretty difficult to create an intelligent argument against that.
Head Start is the Urban League's largest federally funded program.
U.S. Senator Dick Durbin spent part of his Sunday at a rally in the Windy City.
Thousands of people showed up in Chicago to protest for Ukraine and against Trump's decision to humiliate Zelensky. The message is clear. The American people stand behind the Ukrainians who are fighting for our values.
The world saw what happened in the Oval Office Friday between President Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky. So what happens next?
We put that question to CBS military analyst, retired General Jeff McCausland.
Well, it's only seen one thing, it's for sure. At the moment, this particular agreement over the United States getting the rights to mine for rare earth minerals in Ukraine is indefinitely on hold. And that was the centerpiece. Mr. Trump had said, you know, either sign this or you're out.
McCausland says the U.S. is also conducting negotiations with the Russians.
There was a meeting in Istanbul between U.S. and Russian representatives in the last week.
But McCausland says that meeting was focused almost exclusively on Russian-U.S. relations and how they can be improved. Maria Kina, KMOX News.
From the KMOX business desk, after a long delay to build and a legal fight over its name, the Homer G. Phillips Memorial Hospital in North St. Louis has shut down. Hospital employees were informed by email that they were being laid off. A nurse who arrived hoping to collect her belongings told the Post-Dispatch the hospital was done before it opened and that the writing was on the wall.
Alderman Rasheen Aldridge says the closure is disappointing and shameful. The hospital was one of the promises from developer Paul McKee, who has been sitting on large swaths of North St. Louis. A group sued McKee over his plans to use the name Homer G. Phillips, the former hospital in the Ville that trained the nation's black doctors and nurses.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.